He was a long time going to sleep. After a while, he turned and looked at the man, his face in the small light streaked with black from the rain like some old-world thespian.
"Can I ask you something?" he said.
"Yes, of course."
"Are we going to die?"
"Sometime. Not now."
"And we're still going south?"
"Yes."
"So we'll be warm?"
"Yes."
"Okay."
"Okay what?"
"Nothing. Just okay."
"Go to sleep."
"Okay."
"I'm going to blow out the lamp. Is that okay?"
"Yes, that's okay."
And then later in the darkness,
"Can I ask you something?"
"Yes, of course you can."
"What would you do if I died?"
"If you died, I'd want to die too."
"So you could be with me?"
"Yes, so I could be with you."
"Okay."
He lay listening to the water drip in the woods. Bedrock this, the cold and the silence. The ashes of the late world carried on the bleak and temporal winds to and fro in the void, carried forth and scattered and carried forth again. Everything uncoupled from its shoring, unsupported in the ashen air, sustained by a breath trembling and brief. If only my heart were stone. He woke before dawn and watched the gray day break, slow and half opaque. He rose while the boy slept and pulled on his shoes, and wrapped in his blanket, he walked out through the trees. He descended into a grike in the stone, and there he crouched coughing, and he coughed for a long time. Then he just knelt in the ashes. He raised his face to the paling day.
"Are you there?"
he whispered.
"Will I see you at last? Have you a neck by which to throttle you? Have you a heart? Damn you eternally. Have you a soul?" "Oh, God," he whispered. "Oh, God."
They passed through the city at noon of the day following. He kept the pistol to hand on the folded tarp on top of the cart. He kept the boy close to his side. The city was mostly burned, no sign of life. Cars in the street caked with ash, everything covered with ash and dust. Fossil tracks in the dried sludge. A corpse in a doorway, dried to leather, grimacing at the day. He pulled the boy closer.
"Just remember that the things you put into your head are there forever," he said. "You might want to think about that."
"You forget some things, don't you?"
"Yes. You forget what you want to remember, and you remember what you want to forget.